Okay. How about if somebody's glasses were kind of
crooked?
Crooked. How would you say that? You'd say
cockeyed.
His glasses sat on his face. How?
Crooked.
Okay, crooked. Now, if something like a cat jumps at you from an angle, you'd say the cat came at me
from the side.
From the side, okay. And what are some words that you would use when your guests leave?
When you what?
When your guests, you're seeing your guests off at the door. You would say what to your guests?
Your desk?
Your guests. The people who you had over for dinner.
Oh, your guests?
And then they leave.
Goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Come back?
Words like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are some other phrases you'd use?
Come see us.
You ever use any Mexican or Spanish phrases?
I don't. Adios, I guess.
But you really wouldn't say that to people. You wouldn't say adios.
No. Say goodbye.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it. That's the whole survey, unless you have some really interesting story you wanted to tell me about El Paso history.
Well, it's changed a little bit in my lifetime.
Yeah. How's it changed?
Well, of course, it's gotten so much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, downtown has changed.
When you were a kid, about how many people lived in El Paso?
I think I heard once that there were 75,000.
That was still a lot. Even back then, that was
back
a lot.
Then, yeah.
Wow.
And, of course, we lived up on Country Club Road.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the valley at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in the city. But as I recall, it said there was around 75,000.
Wow. And now how many are there?
Close to 500, 600.
Really, only that many? I thought there were more than that.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about El Paso, and not Juarez.
Right.
There's
right.
1 or 2 million over there.
No kidding. No.
Yeah. But I guess the biggest, well, of course, the change in the city is the biggest thing.
Is it, what kinds of changes are involved?
The growth.
The size of the city? Or the area of it?
Yeah.
God, El Paso's trying to annex everything.
Everything. Yeah, you take when I was a kid, of course, this was desert.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
more and more people keep coming.
Yeah, keep coming, yeah. The city keeps growing, yeah.
What do you think about the Maquiladoras? What effect has that had on the city?
I think it has hurt the city to a great extent. But then there's the other side that it's benefited. But of course, we've lost a lot of factories to Mexico, which we might have lost anyway because of the labor. But it's affected the city a lot. And of course, I don't know if you've traveled out east and all the warehouses and all of that are out there. It's really grown.
Yeah, no, I haven't been out that way. In a while.
And of course, Juarez has grown as much as El Paso. Or more.
How can Juarez support any more people?
Well, you know, there's really no unemployment over there.
Huh.
There are people that are unemployed, but they say it's because they don't want to work.
Yeah.
But if you want to work in Juarez, there's a job for you at the Maquiladora.
Oh, huh.
And of course, you know, those people are a little different. They get a few dollars, they're not interested in going to work the next day.
Yeah.
But
I think a lot of foreigners have come into El Paso also as a result of the trade.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, I think Mexico is our biggest influx from Mexico.
Mm-hmm. What other foreign groups do we have in El Paso? I noticed there was a little Korean area.
Yeah.